Welcome to the Technori Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Catoon. Joining us from our beautiful WGN radio studio at the Allstate Skyline studio. What do we got here? We got a great show today, an inspirational show. Usually, you know, we talk a lot about the technology. We talk about all kinds of people making a lot of money, investments, and so on. And not to say that most stories do not start with somebody having an actual problem that impacts their life. It's very rare that, like, the link, the thread that binds the company starts so literally tied into the human being that started the company. In this case, Leah Kaplanis is the founder CEO of Social Sparkling Wine. Obviously, you can see my affinity for this show as it's sparkling wine. I'm a Prosecco guy, so, like, you know, I mean, I'm an everything guy, let's be honest. But the story here, which is more important than the alcohol, which we will get into on the show briefly, I mean, it is novel, clean alcohol. As I mentioned on Facebook, I'm very, very sad to find out that my healthy diet that consists of booze and bacon has increased my chances of cancer by at least 40%, so says experts. So I'm a little disappointed in that, but that leads into this. She has a clean alcohol, a clean sparkling wine, which is organic and supposedly much better for everything that is in my body. And I'm a definite believer in, healthy body, healthy mind. I don't live it in practice, but I believe it. And also I believe fully in the fact that you're sort of a product of what you put in you. So me putting in bacon, which is a carcinogen, and tons of booze, is probably not going to play well for me long-term, as is a lack of exercise. So if I can reduce any one of these things with cleaner anything, I think it's a good move. It's a little more personal for Leah. Leah, unexpected cancer diagnosis at 26. As she'll talk about in the show, you know, there's all kinds of situations that are coming up with, you know, your life is sort of spinning. It seems like you're in quicksand. And then all of a sudden, before you know it, you're underwater, in this case, under sand. And cancer diagnosis, boom, 26, got to figure it out. She talks a lot in the show about how she needs to clean up her life, make some better decisions. You know, in this case, she decided to go a holistic route, which, you know, it's a big decision. I mean, I'm not going to necessarily say where I fall on this. I think modern medicine has proved itself valuable, but I do believe that, like I said before, about what you put in your body is a huge deal. And I can only imagine as a 26-year-old with your parents, and she talks about one of the parents, you know, doesn't drink for religious reasons. One of the parents is an alcoholic. It can be very overwhelming at 26 to have to make such a crucial decision. And she talks about that. And I just think for that to be the impetus to start her company, wow, it's just a... That's real. That's when founders get real. So we are going to talk to Leah and learn a little bit more about Social Sparkling Wine and learn about her journey and how getting cancer 26 was not the end of the world. In fact, it was the beginning of the world for her. So let's bring in Leah. But before we do that, how about a little startup showcase?
So I'm Amanda Greenberg. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Ballooner. Our business tools and processes, meetings, email, Slack, don't address the way our brains actually work in a group setting. They don't account for things like louder, more senior voices, dominating conversations. And people hold back their best ideas and their most valuable authentic feedback because of a fear of failure or judgment. And this costs companies billions in really bad decision-making, stalled innovation, and decreased productivity. So we built Ballooner, and Ballooner is an anonymous collaborative platform that helps companies and teams accelerate time to wisdom and really create an idea and feedback meritocracy. And we have a crowdfunding equity campaign there. So I think it's republic.co/Ballooner, B-A-L-L-O-O-N-R.
Thank you very much. This segment, Startup Showcase segment, is brought to you by republic.co. You can invest in companies for as little as 10 bucks. All you got to do is go to republic.co/register. And it's pretty simple. You can hook up your credit card, spend your entire life savings on startups, and you will end up just like me. And I will not tell you whether that's good or bad. So let's bring in Leah. Let's learn a little bit about her journey and find out, let's find out just exactly how impactful sparkling wine can be if it's clean. Thank you for coming in. I appreciate you taking the time to come in here.
Yeah.
I particularly enjoy conversations with people who both have like a very interesting story, and there's sort of like, I don't know what the right word, it's not just depth, because like most of the people who come in are smart, but there's sort of this like, well, I did this because I was trying to get wealthy, or like there's some like sort of not like lifelong journey to get to this. And so I appreciate that, and I'm looking forward to learning more about sort of what shaped you to get here. But I have to tell you, selfishly, anytime someone brings in or talks about alcohol, it gets my attention, especially during the silly season here, because you get to a certain amount of events where like all the faces just sort of blend together. And I don't know if it's because it's too many people or too many drinks, but it like you come out of it in the end feeling, I guess, good about business, but you feel bad about like how much filth you've consumed, you know, booze and food, and it's all like stuff on catered trays and it's garbage and it's like everything is salty and whatever. And I really do believe that like there are some hereditary things that happen, but I do think that what happens to you long-term health-wise is sort of a relation to like how many things you bring in. You can't not take toxins in, but like you can certainly try to limit them.
Mm-hmm.
And you are making this easier for everybody with the sparkling wine.
Thank you.
So I want to, you know, start off for you. Like, what is the why in all this? What brought you to want to do this? What is your story?
Yeah. Yeah. So, gosh, you know, for me, it started with my cancer diagnosis. And
which is a very scary start.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, that really came to me when my life wasn't in a great place, which probably, you know, like you're saying, when we become ill, we're not feeling great. It could be because we aren't eating as well, or we maybe are in the wrong job for us. We're not following our passion. We're in the wrong relationship, et cetera, et cetera. And we just start to not really be in a good place. And what I've learned through my journey is that that can be the impetus to help us, to put us back on our path so that we end up right where we belong to make the biggest difference in the world.
I agree. I mean, I think you're speaking about that pivotal moment that, and I don't want to be judgmental of people, but I'm going to be anyway. You sort of, I don't say that you choose your path because there's so many things that like people are not in your control. But at the same time, there is something to be said for choosing to change what is, choosing to go in another direction, choosing to make what has been a terrible circumstance something better. If not for selfish reasons to just try to get out of it,
mm-hmm.
But if for reasons that you're trying to pay it forward or just karma or whatever the case may be, even profiteering. If everybody does something good and you profit, that's not the worst thing in the world. But the part for me, I think, and you described it well, is what I call quicksand. There's a rut that people get into and you often don't see it coming. You're like humming along and maybe you think things are great and maybe you think things are not great, but you're just like, I can't change it. Things always tend to pile up. And the one thing, whether in your case, unfortunately it was cancer, but like the one thing that puts everything at a stop and then everything, all the bags of garbage you were carrying just come flying over top of you. Mm-hmm. What were some of the things, you don't have to get like specific, but like what were some of the things that you were able to do to sort of clean that up and make a focus on getting better,
mm-hmm.
and then use that energy to like spin forward into something new? How did you keep the garbage bags from piling?
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, when you get into a moment like that with your health, I think that people go, they get real grounded and they go back to basics. So for me, I actually had some, you know, I decided to heal holistically. So instead of having surgery, I went vegan I'm still mostly vegan. I did a lot of different cleanses and I didn't drink alcohol for 2 years. I avoided sugar a lot. So really my diet came down to juicing vegetables, water, avoiding sugar, avoiding anything. So it was kind of like, let's keep it real clean here. And doing that almost 2 years, my body became really clean and I started just feeling really good.
Yeah.
And then once that happens, then it was like my body, if I would take in, for me, it's cheese or, you know, sugar, then my body's not numb to it anymore. It's not used to it. It's now had a clean refresh. And so then it's like, no, I'm not doing that anymore.
Yeah.
So you start just learning, you know, what really, really works for you and start listening to what your body needs.
So can I ask a little bit on the, that's a huge decision. And 26, while it's mature enough, it's not like, you know, I feel like in my 20s, I was willing to take a risk like without even thinking about it. And now it's like, oh, there might be a repercussion here. Like in this case, like you chose to turn away from surgery. And I don't even know what the cancer, the surgery would have entailed. But like that's a very decisive move.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting to me obviously it played out right. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting to me that, like, to me, that's the first sign of somebody who's like, oh, this is someone who's like got it figured out. Now, it may have been the wrong move in time. Who knows, you know? But like the ability for you to be like, nope, this is it. We're stopping now. We're going to make a change. How did you like come up with, like, how did you do that? Because I feel like, especially if you're in a rut, mm-hmm. it's very easy to waffle and just take direction and continue down perhaps even a worse path. Like what was that like?
Yeah. And, you know, even circling it back to entrepreneurship, the ability to make a decision, that word decide, I think it's very, very powerful. Yep. It's very powerful. And we all have that power. We have the right to decide for ourselves, you know, if we have freedom, you know. So if we say, I'm going to do this, create this product, heal this way, you know, leave this, whatever it is, you know, everyone has that right. And that may mean sometimes that you're telling people that you don't want to talk to them, that they don't have access to talk to you, that you're not interested in their information. Unfortunately, not everyone is always respectful of people's ability to.
They're usually not, actually. I have not gone through an experience like this where I'm sure there was literally people like, are you nuts? Mm-hmm. Like, that's a different thing. But like, I had the same sort of moment that was the pivotal moment for me. I mean, we went through, you know, starting a business and working with people, working with friends, usually a bad idea. In this case, bad idea. But being like, you know what? I know I have to make changes, but like I can't make them, whether it's because I'm too weak and I'm enabling other people to keep me down, mm-hmm. or they're legitimately like getting in the way. And I had to just shut the door and be like, you know what? Call me whatever you want once the door shuts. Mm-hmm. Say it loud enough so I can hear it. But like, yeah, you just got to get rid of people. And you made a good point, and I think we'll use this to pivot into the conversation about the business. There are lots and lots of stats and studies, memes, things all over the place about the fact that the fastest decision makers are usually the most successful people in the room. Mm-hmm. And yes, there are times that you make a bad decision because you are making it quickly. And for those who are not in this game and are not in this sort of like, you know, I don't want to say level because that sounds condescending, but like at a certain level, that are like, oh, quick decision, that's a bad, you know, the reality is a good decision, a fast decision maker can make a bad decision and then make another decision to clean it up. You know what I'm saying?
It's a joke at my office. With one of my gals, Meg, she asks me a question. I'll say yes, no.
Yep.
Or no, yes. Like just as fast. Yep. I don't know if my mind changes or that quickly.
You're still processing the end of her sentence when you made the first decision on the first four. I do this all the time and everyone looks at me like I'm out of my mind.
Yeah.
I think it's a big deal. This is relative, but like Howard Tolman's on the show a bunch of times and always says, hire slow, fire fast. It's one of those things where like good decision makers, and you probably, this might well have been that pivotal moment in your life that you changed the way that you made decisions. And it was like, for the first time ever, I'm faced with a me or them.
Yes.
And I chose me.
Yep.
And I've followed me ever since then. And I'm going to ride it all the way to the ground. Like, that's the way this is going to go. And you did the same. So with that,
it's leadership. Right?
I think it is. So, well, if the me was the right decision, it's leadership. If it's not, then maybe we second judge, I guess. But, but I mean, so you use this decision to start making yourself better. It starts off with physically healing. Then it starts off with sort of self-fulfilling, mentally healing, clarity of mind. I'm going to create a product or something that continues on my journey. What brings you from that decision point to I'm going to create a spirit and I'm going to make sure it's a clean one? And like, how do you start building this business?
Yeah. So one thing I like to mention to people, or I guess a belief I have, is that whatever idea comes to us, it's there because we are uniquely designed to likely make it happen. And we are the person that, you know, our experience has brought us that idea based on our life. So it's so strange for me that I have an alcohol company when I didn't drink for 2 years and I'm really health conscious. And one of my mother is actually an alcoholic and my father has not drank my entire life because of religious vows. So here I am creating an alcohol that's mission is to bring balance to the alcohol industry and to bring health consciousness to that alcohol industry. It blows my mind how
you are
how
the life pendulum
works.
In the middle between the two.
Yeah.
You are the one that's tick-tocking between the two of them.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And, you know, there really is a momentum and a serendipity that comes into creating something and you know, something that that sort of comes through you, and I think we have to be in the flow of that because opportunities arise. But at the same time, there is certain things that make it so someone can create something into reality, can create a product. And it's, you do have to be grounded, you have to be healthy, you have to be clear, you have to be confident, you know, able to communicate with each other what you're interested in creating, able to ask other people for help. There's a lot of, you know, I think entrepreneurship, like all of us, we're emotionally developing, we're becoming who we want to become on this journey. And so, you know, you end up in a lot of tough moments, but they help you to, they make you rise to the occasion, and it stretches you, you know, into who you're capable of being.
So the other part of this that, this is just an interesting story because it's so well aligns with like your life story and your business story. Sort of like, it's rare that the two are literally connected like that. Usually it's, I had a problem at work and I tried to figure out a solution and blah, blah, and it doesn't really connect on a human level. For you, it does. And so like, I look at this and go, when you were dealing with the cancer diagnosis and you're dealing with the recovery and you're dealing with sort of the, you know, call it 2.0 of your life, mm-hmm. you have to learn how to build and scale things.
Yep.
And so, and that is like in your own life, like how do I find new friends or keep the ones that I have or like get them in check or get my family like backed off just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Business is the same way. You get this business off the ground. What are some of the things that you took away from your own personal story mm-hmm. that you now use to keep the business and grow it and get bigger and bigger? What are the big things that you take away?
Mm-hmm. So I think the most important thing is that connection to myself, to the mission that I have. You know, I feel that I'm the person uniquely designed to do this for the world, to give an option out there that really raises awareness of being health conscious in the alcohol industry.
Yeah.
If I don't do it, it may not happen for a while.
Yeah.
Or in the same way that I'm going to be doing it. And so, you know, these values that I have that I want to express and make the world a better place, to me, that's what I'm working towards. You know, there's people that have invested in me, my family, my friends, there's a lot of great people. But if that didn't work out, that would be okay. For me, this is truly what my life is somewhat designed for.
Yep.
So there's that purpose driven. And so that's something that keeps me working late at night, gets me up early, you know, all of those things that help me to get stuff done. The next thing I would say is, you know, is really having a strong support network, you know, having those relationships, leaning on people, bringing in a team that you can count on that make you feel good. And then like Howard was saying, you know, if people aren't building you up and helping you succeed and be the best you can be, it may be time to separate, or it may be time to communicate and work.
I keep a couple of them around as a punching bag just because, like, you know, you had a rough day and it's like, you know what, I just want to, it's not healthy, but you know.
Right. No, you know, it's not healthy.
We need, yeah, well.
But we're, you know, human, you know, that's at the end of the day.
So, I mean, that's kind of, so like the last question I kind of have for you in all this is, you learned obviously how to get out of the rut. But oftentimes the most difficult thing is staying out of the rut.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like we mentioned before, it sort of sneaks up on you. It's mm-hmm. one decision at a time. It just seems like you made one pivotal bad decision, but really it was like 1,000 little decisions that yeah. got you weak. How do you stay focused? I know that you obviously have the health piece, so you can always maintain or try to maintain your health the best way you possibly can, which I'm sure keeps clarity and keeps focus and disciplined.
Right.
But there's still a million decisions that are taking place, and any slip up, any person who comes in that's bad, like there's a lot of ways to slip. How do you stay focused and on the upper side of happiness and cleanliness?
On the sunny side of life?
Yeah, how do you stay on the sunny side of life? You know, I guess your cocktails, right? You just make
a
drink.
You know, I find that when I am well rested, I am well nourished, I've had water, my house is clean, my office is clean, and I have been kind and considerate to those around me, I'm feeling pretty good and I'm pretty capable of making good things happen. And good things just kind of come to me. So those to me are sort of like the ingredients to becoming the best person I can be.
Yep.
You know, it's like when you're watering a plant. If you know, you could have some genius CEO out there, but if he's totally sleep deprived and his relationships are all falling apart, he's probably going to be making some pretty bad decisions.
So it's a safe bet. So it turns out, turns out that that's very common of late.
Right.
A lot of bad decisions by male CEOs who have not been keeping a clean house, shall we say.
Exactly.
Do you notice when there's dominoes that are falling? Do you notice when there's, you're not perfect. No one's perfect. So, like, there's got to be a moment where, like, not doing that again. Or, like, what does that look like?
Yeah. So, you know, for instance, for me, this is, you know, being honest, when I go out, even if I have a couple drinks that aren't social, I may wake up and not feel as good. And I might be cranky. I might, you know, just not give as much time and energy to my team. And I just noticed that they start to get on my nerves a little bit. Or bad thing, emails start to come in. Basically, people, you know, it seems like the world is not loving me as much. But really, that's because of my own system. It's reflecting how I'm feeling inside. So, you know, let's just say it was a day when I'm feeling good, I'm doing everything right, and something bad happens. Bad, quote unquote. Then, you know, I try to get myself centered. I actually... sage, I don't know if anyone's ever used sage, or light candles, or get some fresh air, anything I can do to calm myself down. Because when the world is seeming like it's falling apart, that's really just our own internal stress making it feel that way. And once you calm yourself, then the rationality and the logic and the action steps to get you out of trouble start to kick in. And before you know it, everything is good again.
Yeah. You know? No, it's great advice. I have the same kind of thing. I look at it like, for me, I feel like when the ground is trembling, you could feel it. Like, you literally could, like, nothing is going right. And it's just not, I mean, yes, it does happen. But, like, it's very, very unlikely that the only thing going on is that other people are just aligning negatively again. Like, that's just not possible. Right. I always do, it's very similarly, I look at it like, I can see the tremble. This is probably not what people can, you know, not everyone can do, but... you own your own business. You have this ability. I unplug for a minute and I call it a day for that day. And I go home and I go get some rest.
Yes.
And I get some sleep and I come back the next day refreshed and I'm at it 1,000 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. And I'll make up for that time I lost before it. But it's like you're so much better off stopping before you make bad decisions and take a step back. It's great advice.
Going to sleep always, it just resets everything. You know, the next day could be like one of the best days ever.
Yep.
You know, it's a nice reset button. Yeah.
Very inspirational story. Where do people go to learn more about it? Where do they get the product? Where do people get clean booze at?
Yeah. So socialsparklingwine.com lists all of the locations. We're in 48 states now. Here in Illinois, we are in Jewel, Mariano's, Binney's, Whole Foods, Plum Market.
Very cool.
We can also order it online.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.